Hi kids, this is Miss Debbie again, and I have a question for you today. Have you ever really not wanted to do something that you thought your parents wanted you to do? That happens to all of us, right? And have you ever said, I'll never do such and such, and then it happened later? Well, today's story is about a girl named Ida, and what happened to her life is much like that. And it happened a long time ago, over 100 years ago in 1890. But I think it's a story we can all relate to. So let's go. The title of this story is Never, 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 about Ida Scudder. Miss Ida Scudder definitely had a mind of her own. Her grandfather had been a medical missionary in India. Her father and her six uncles were missionaries in India. Several of her cousins and brothers were preparing to be missionaries in India. Everybody was expecting Ida to do the same, but she was certainly not going to allow herself to be squeezed into the Scudder mold. First of all, Ida was a little angry with her parents, her father and her mother, for leaving her in America when they had to go back to India after their missionary furlough. Secondly, Ida hated the poverty of India, the hot, crowded streets, the smells, the beggars. Most of all, she hated to think of the children there starving to death. It just made her so sad inside. She didn't want to see that ever again. She would stay in America, where she would enjoy clean air, uncluttered streets, and a very comfortable home. Right now, in 1890 at the time, Ida was having a great time at school with her friends. She was beautiful and popular. She dreamed of a future holding only fun with friends, wealth, and great adventures. But one day, a wire came from her father in India. It said to her, "Come immediately. Your mother ill and needs you." Ida was stunned. She wanted to see her mother again. She had missed her terribly, and she wanted to help her. But go back to India? Never, 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 thought Ida. That night, Ida tossed and turned until morning came. What should she do? Finally, she saw a way out. Yes, she would go to India, but she would only stay until her mother was well again. Then she would come back to America and do as she pleased. Ida Scudder did return to India, to the dust and the dirt and the poverty and the starving children. She was glad to be back with her parents and help them with their work as much as she could. But always she dreamed of the time when her mother would be well and stronger and she could go back to America. One night when Ida's mother was already asleep and her father was still working in his study, Ida was writing a letter to a friend back at school. All was very quiet. Suddenly, she heard something. Was that footsteps out on the porch? Or was she just imagining it? She felt like someone might even be looking at her through the window. And then she heard it very clearly. A cough at the front door. Ida was actually relieved. She knew that in India, a cough was the same as a knock on the door. She took a lamp and went to open the door. There on the veranda, the porch, stood a young Hindu man. "What is it?" asked Ida. "Can I do anything for you?" "Oh, yes," said the man anxiously. "I desperately need your help. My young wife, who is only 14, is dying in childbirth. I heard you had come from America and you could help her. Please come." "I am sorry. I am so sorry," said Ida sympathetically. "It is my father who is the doctor. He is right next door to this room. I will take you to him." The young man was horrified. "Oh no, you don't know what you're saying. In my religion, no man other than a member of her family may ever look at a woman." Ida tried to persuade him to let her father, who was a doctor, come, but he only shook his head and finally asked sorrowfully, "Then you won't come, Miss Ida?" "It would do no good," said Ida. "I don't know anything about medicine. I don't know anything about helping her." In despair, the young Hindu man turned away and walked down the steps into the darkness. Ida went back to her letter writing, but she could not forget the 14-year-old girl who was dying from childbirth. She could have helped her if she had been a doctor. After a short time, she again heard footsteps on the veranda. She jumped up this time. Then in the door stood another man. "Salam, madame," he said. "May Allah give you peace. Will you please help me?" "Of course," said Ida. "What can I do for you?" "Oh, I'm afraid my wife is dying," he said. His face was sad and troubled. "I heard there is a doctor here who has recently come from America." Ida rushed to get her father. "Here is the doctor you're looking for," she said. "I'll come with him to help if you need me." "Madame," said the man, "you don't understand. We are Muslims, and in our faith, only men of the immediate family may enter a woman's room. I came to ask for your help, not your father." Ida watched the man walk slowly down the steps. Then she ran to her room and closed the door. She just couldn't stand it anymore. She just wanted to get out of India where things like this could happen. She wanted to go back to America, where it felt safe. Before long, she heard another voice outside. "Oh, perhaps one of the men has changed his mind." Ida opened the door. But the man standing there was neither the Hindu nor the Muslim. He was the father of one of the children at the school Ida was teaching at, the mission school. She knew the lovely wife with the dark, smiling eyes. She was no older than Ida. The man said to her, "Please come to my house, Miss Ida. My wife is very sick. She will die if you don't come." "I am not the doctor. I'm a teacher. It would do not any good if I come," said Ida again. "Let me call my father. He's the doctor. He will be so happy to help you." Before she even opened her mouth, Ida knew what he was going to say. She could see the disappointment in his face. He would not let a man come. He wanted only a woman. "Won't you please come?" begged the man. It almost broke Ida's heart that she could not help. After this man also had gone, Ida slowly went back to her room. How could such a thing happen 3 times in one night? She wondered if God was trying to get her attention, if God had something to say to her. The next morning, Ida heard that all 3 of the women had died in the night. She was heartbroken. Once again, Ida went to her room and closed the door. When she came out, she went to her mother and father and said very clearly, "I am going to study to be a doctor so I can come back and help the women of India." And that is exactly what Ida Scudder did. She became a missionary doctor for the rest of her life. She helped the women, and she also helped the children, and she even helped men. In the town of Vellore, she had a big hospital built. She also planned a Christian medical college there where men and women both could study to be doctors. She created a center for lepers and a mental health hospital. All these buildings became the greatest medical center at that time in all of Asia. Ida Scudder taught the people of India by her words and actions that God is love. She loved the people and the people loved her. Even when Ida was an old, old lady, she came back to her beloved hospital to visit. The patients all reached out their hand to her. They just wanted to touch Dr. Ida and speak to her. When someone asked her, "Don't you feel a great satisfaction when you see this beautiful hospital and remember how it all started?" "Yes," she said with a radiant face. "God has been very good to me." After all these many years, Dr. Ida Scudder had no regrets that she had chosen this way for her life. She had only thanksgiving for the decision she had made when she was young. Children, you have decisions to make as you get older too. Make sure you ask God, "What do you want me to do with my life?" He has a plan to use your life for His glory, just like He did Dr. Ida Scudder.